Margaret Blau, Werner Blau, Michael Bojum, Arlene Bruchler.
Yesterday's Daily Camera reported about Boulder resident 83-year-old Walter Plywoski, a Holocaust survivor who is set to receive the Knight's Cross of Merit from Polish President Bronislaw Komorowski for his service to the Polish-American community.
Maurice Dresner, Maria Dimbort, Monique Diamond, Shaja Engelberg, David Engelberg, Israel Engelberg, Renant Falk.
Plywoski has shared his story of survival in public for over 20 years. Recognizing the value in preserving testimonies, in 1996, the late Talbot Spivak, professor of humanities at Edison State College in Fort Myers, Florida, founded Holocaust
Aline
Awareness Week.
Gelbart, Max Gelbart, Paulette Gelbart, Pauline.
Here, students and members of the public each year have the opportunity to hear the testimonies of Holocaust survivors, their children's testimonies, and view artwork and hear music relative to the Holocaust.
Benjamin Brown, Lillian Bat, Mia Berg, Elise Blonstein.
Stephen Kohlberg Bianco, Learning Resources Assistant at the Richard H. Rush Library, told KGNU about the reading of the names event.
Eric Mayer, Andre Meichner, Perla Meichner, Nathan Novel.
My name is Stephen Kohlberg Bianco, and for the past 5 years, I've been involved with the name reading activity. William Schulich, one of our reference librarians, is originally the one who pulled the reference material to have the list of names derived from to send to professors who are interested to read to their classes during Holocaust Week at the beginning of class as a form of remembrance of the many million who were victims in the Holocaust and the atrocities there. I put on a book display every year of the children of the Holocaust, and I try to help the Holocaust Committee in their efforts to keep the Holocaust in remembrance so we don't forget what happened and repeat it. This year's Holocaust event is the Next Generation, and it's those who are survivors, children and relatives, and what they've had to face with their parents or loved ones having gone through this and carrying on the legacy that their family is still alive. And of course, also looking at modern genocides that are happening throughout the world to keep them in our minds that this is still going on.
And particularly the event that we just finished.
The event that we just finished is a part of the opening ceremonies that we do for the Holocaust Week. It's the reading of the names of French children deported to Germany to the death camps. And we read from that book because it's a very lengthy book, but also to keep in our minds and keep alive those people, even though they've passed in the atrocities of the Holocaust.